All right, this is Gentry with Rock Rage Radio, and I'm here with the legendary members of Foghat, Mr. Roger Earl and Charlie Hoon. And anyway, we were in the process of talking about their new record, Under the Influence. And guys, what can you tell us about this new record?
It's Under the Influence.
Under the Influence.
Actually, we started this about 3 or 4 years ago, and we were at our studio down in Florida, Boogie Motel South, and we were sort of we finished rehearsing and writing for the day, and we said we were sitting down around the table having dinner and drinking some wine, and we started talking about our influences, the musical influences and stuff, and what we wanted to do, and then our manager said that would be a good title for the album, mm-hmm. And then it started, and all the songs on the album have got different kind of feel, and it's sort of that sort of the sort of stuff that we were interested in when we were younger and stuff. Like there was one time Charlie and I were just messing around in the studio, and he came up with, what was that song you came up with? I've forgotten. Under the Influence.
Yeah. Well, I've had a chance to check it out, and I think it's got a perfect blend of blues, boogie, and rock. Is pretty much something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's rather,
and I love it.
Rather eclectic.
Yeah. And you know, I can't say enough good things about the record. You know, you've got. I'm assuming that you're probably going to be touring extensively for this record.
We're playing 3 songs from the album. Tonight we're only going to play 2 because we have limited time. Normally we'll play about 115, hour and a half or more. But they didn't want us to play for an hour tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I offered them like half our money back if we could play longer, but they said no.
Wow, go figure. Now we're still going to get the great drum solo, right?
No.
Oh, I can't believe that hurts.
Well, I'd like to do it. Maybe I will. Then we'll go over. Then we'll upset the other acts.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a drum solo. Thank you.
That's great.
You're going to record it?
I may.
Okay.
Yeah, if I can get up there, I will. You know, because you're definitely one of the best, one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And he's been practicing.
He's been practicing.
Practice is good.
Practice is good.
Makes for perfection.
50 years.
Now, you don't want to be perfect. Perfection's boring.
Oh.
Charlie comes back to it, and he's
actually
not boring.
Now, that's a good point. You can't be perfect in rock and roll.
No, you don't want to be perfect.
No.
Now, rock and roll, like, just by its nature, is imperfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I understand that you guys have a your own line of wine.
We make wine and we drink wine. It comes from Central Coast of California. About 10 years ago, we were doing a couple of sold-out shows at the Mid-County Fair, Mid-California State Fair. And a guy called Steve Rasmussen, who's a pretty famous winemaker out on the West Coast, was there. He's a big fan of Foghat. And then after we did the shows, about a week later, he sent an email to our manager, Linda, and said, would you be interested in, you know, making wine? Yeah, we started giggling and said, yeah. So we went out there and toured around the mid-coast of California for about a week and started picking grapes.
Wow.
And he's actually the winemaker, but myself and our manager, Linda, actually go out and, you know, pick the grapes and punch them down, stuff like that. We didn't do it this year because we were working. Harvest is usually sometime around August, September.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't pick out grapes for our wine, we help some of the other farmers just to sort of get our fingers dirty. It's, I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. The wines are absolutely delicious. They come from Central Coast of California, Paso Robles, Santa Maria Valley, Monterey, and I enjoy it.
I bet it is. I've always found it interesting.
And I have a really full wine cellar.
Oh, then that's the best
part. That's the plus.
So I guess, I mean, it's like the red wine. And
We have a 2012 Cabernet Sauvignon. We have a 2013 Pinot Noir. and we have a 2014 Chardonnay. We have a few earlier vintages, but most of them are gone, and I'm just keeping a case for myself.
Yeah.
Of each of them.
Yeah. All right. Well,
That's Fog Hat Cellars, if anybody's interested.
Yeah, definitely, Fog Hat Cellars.
And we can ship at the moment to about 38 states. It's pretty interesting with wine. It's like tobacco, alcohol, and firearms.
They all go hand in hand, don't they?
They don't exactly go hand in hand. Well, certainly not alcohol and firearms, don't. But there again, I know a couple of people who does go hand in hand. But let's have a drink, go and shoot some shit.
Right.
You've got to be careful with that.
Yeah. And it's, you always hear the jokes about making wine where, they're always like, I don't want to have to step on all them grapes and...
No, that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
It's all done with... Actually, there's still a physical side to it. There's picking the grapes. We pick all our grapes by hand. And then punching them down, you put them in tanks and vats, and then you have to keep punching them down for probably a week or 2 weeks, three or four times a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's really hard work. And then you start putting them into tanks and or barrels, depending on how you want to make the wine. But... it's hard work. I have a great deal of respect for the farmers who grow all the fruit and also the folks that actually pick the grapes. It's backbreaking work.
Well, I've got added respect just for the fact that not only do you have this great catalog of music, but you've also got this wine that's out there. I mean, that's...
I have a cellar that's full of really nice wine.
Yeah. Now we have for our younger listeners out there that maybe they're not real familiar with the origin of Fog Hat. Let's kind of touch on that a little bit. I know you guys formed in 1971, I think, and and of course everybody knows Slow Ride, but
do they?
I sure believe they do.
That's great,
yeah. But let's kind of go do a little bit of a background so we can let everyone know exactly.
The original band that I was in was called Savoy Brown from '67. Me and Lonesome Dave were in Savoy Brown. Dave and I left Savoy Brown the end of 1970, beginning of '71, and we formed Fog Hat, and off we went. We've made, I think it's like 18 or 20 albums now, but plus all the compilations and stuff, so we've been around for a while.
Yeah.
And we're going to roll till we're old and rock till we drop. Oh, hold on a second, I am old. I'm just not dropping yet.
Well, we have...
it's an attempt at humour, you young folks.
They'll get it eventually.
They will. Let's hope so.
Yep. Now we have... And also, a lot of the younger listeners will know some of the Fog Hat songs from Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero, yes, sir.
I think that's pretty much kind of introduced you guys to a whole new generation.
Yeah, and it's been in a number of adverts for cars and hamburgers and stuff like that. Chicken.
The
chicken?
Movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
What
next?
I'm glad to be around. We all are.
Yeah. And so everyone in the band now, I know Charlie, you've been around for a while.
17 years.
He's old.
Yeah.
Hey, aren't we all? I'm old. I may not show it, but I've been around a while.
All right. Let Charlie speak, Roger.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know you were with Nugent a while.
Right, back in the late 70s. Yeah.
And Humble Pie.
Right, for 12 years, from 88 to 2000, and then Roger saved me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably so, needed saving from Nugent.
With Foghat for 17 years now, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, man, I mean, you definitely have some of the best live vocals. I mean, it's just an all-around perfect thing.
Johnny's great.
Yeah.
After our original lead singer passed... I didn't really know quite what we were going to do, so I took about a couple of months off to absorb what was going on. And in fact, a number of people sent me tapes and cassettes of vocals, but actually Charlie was the only choice. He was the only one that I actually worked with.
Yeah,
Charlie's great.
Definitely
great guitar player.
You guys,
great
guys.
Great guitar. Great choice.
You heard him.
They call
guitar.
Me Charlie the Grape.
Charlie the Grape. And anyway, rounding out the band is Brian Bassett, and he's the lead guitarist. And on bass, we have
Well, at the moment, Rodney O'Quinn is playing bass with us. Our bass player Craig McGregor is fighting cancer at the moment. Craig has been with the band since 75. I talked to him 3 or 4 days ago, and he's a cantankerous bastard, so he's fighting it. He will not go gently into that good night. And Rodney has stepped in. In fact, he was even recommended by Craig, and Rodney is a
he's doing great.
He is. Yeah. He's a hoot.
He's a team player and a woo.
Yeah, yes he is.
Yeah.
Yes he is.
And Brian's amazing on slide guitar.
Yeah.
And he's so flawless, he doesn't make any mistakes, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of that's the sound.
It helps. Oh sure. The slide playing is, you know, signature.
Yeah.
But it's so cool to play with guys that are so, you know, accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, you're so honored to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And that's what we strive for is high quality.
Yeah.
Well, how long have you been in the band? 18 years now?
Yeah, we're going on that.
18.
Ouch. And Brian's been in the band 23 years. You count the times he was with Lonesome Dave.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, in some ways, the band's been together a lot longer than the original band, which was only like 6 years, I think, 7 years. So.
Yeah. I mean, no matter how you look at it, it's Foghat.
Yeah, well,
right.
And more importantly, we still make records. We put out DVDs. So you know, it's not kind of just sitting back on your laurels. And
Roddy was in Pat Travers's band for the last 7 years.
I didn't know that.
And yeah, and Brian was in Molly Hatchet on and off for what, 10 years? 12?
Yeah, we saved him from that.
Right, definitely.
I think he was like
Foghat is kind of like a lost and found.
Lost and
But Brian's main claim to fame was play that funky music white boy from like 76 when he was just a youngster.
Wow, Cherry.
Yeah, and he had an afro and he was like 6'5 with high heel boots on and a polyester, you know, suit.
Yeah. I know he probably looks back and that bow, now bow, 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 like, bow, oh, okay,
hey! That's our boy.
But we have guys, you have got to check out this new record. It is Under the Influence.
Yep.
Yep. And Foghat.
You don't have to be under the influence to listen to it.
That's exactly right.
It might help the sound.
Now, it would actually help to have some Foghat Cellars wine to listen.
Right.
Yeah, have that.
Actually,
exactly. They would go along hand in hand.
Maybe instead of Netflix and chill, it could be Foghat and chill.
We've got the vinyl coming out this week, I think. And across the country, we're doing listening in various record stores across the country, and they're having cheese and wine parties. We're sending a case of Foghat wine, and they supply the cheese and the sounds, and they play our new wax.
Yeah. And another thing about the record is, you know, along with some of the great originals that you guys have come up with, you also reworked Slow Ride.
Right.
And you did a cover of
Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Heard It Through the Grapevine.
That was one of those songs I was talking about earlier that I couldn't remember.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Charlie started, I think I started playing drums, Charlie started singing it, and we recorded it with just me and Charlie. And then Brian came in and put guitars, and I think Craig played bass on it, didn't he?
Yeah. It was fun.
Turned
Influences.
Out really well. Yeah.
Just a great record, guys.
Well, thank you very much.
But I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedules.
Appreciate it.
To talk with us.
It's cool you got that show going.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
Thank you.
And you can find out about all things Foghat, foghat.net. Find out about the wine at Foghat Cellars. Go there and you can see where we're playing. We're playing all across the land. And We're going to roll to our old and rock tui.
Don't drop. Right. Not yet, Raj.
Oh, and don't forget, Fog Hat on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, you're on Facebook too.
Yeah.
We're everywhere.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.